I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet.
Today on Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend, the stock market rolls up and down on tax cut news. Alfie looks back at the first quarter of 2017 and what it means to your investments. Secrets to using the vortex to your advantage. And Alfie answers your questions and emails in our Ask Alfie segment. Welcome to Saving the Investor with certified financial planner, investment advisor, and insurance professional Alfie Townshend, president of Advantage Retirement Group. He works with retirees and pre-retirees to build and protect their nest egg so they can plan with care and retire with confidence. Now, Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida. You're listening to Saving the Investor Radio Show. My number is 239-561-1155. You can visit us online also at savingtheinvestor.com. Remember to tune in or set your DVR to Saving the Investor TV, which is every Sunday at 10 o'clock on Fox 4, right after Chris Wallace, at 11 o'clock on NBC, which is right after Meet the Press, and 9 o'clock on CTN. And every Monday, the Morning Blend, it's on Fox 4 from 9 to 10. It's called Money Monday. Well, today's show, we're going to really talk about, we have different segments, but we're going to talk about the Week in Review. And I'm here with my great friend and co-host, John Antonucci. John, another crazy week and great week, I feel, on Wall Street, and a lot of headlines.
Yeah, a lot of great things happening. Excitement is in the air. Obviously, some trepidation with North Korea and all those things, yeah. But I'm sure China's going to get involved and work that out for us so that we don't have to send any missiles over there. But the market's really been up and rocking, and I know that it's been great for your investors, and you've been creating incredible strategies for them.
Yeah, you know, let's talk about really North Korea. North Korea is scary. We have all the senators knowing what's going on. So there was a Fox poll I saw this couple days ago, or yesterday, matter of fact, and it was talked about there was 51% is in favor using our military to stop this guy. And it's more, they're concerned, the U.S., the people are more concerned about them. It was like 35%, and ISIS was 25%.
Right.
That's pretty.
Well, he's scary, and obviously it's a shame that we have to police the world, but our focus is more overseas, and people were worried about Trump's foreign policy. And I think he's doing a great job, first 100 days on foreign policy to make a statement that the United States is going to lead from the front, not from behind.
Which is big because we haven't had that in many years. And I think people are feeling better. They come into the office and optimism is up again. And it was fading the last, couple of years. It was fading. And I know some people are, big Obama fans, and, the stock market did pretty good with him. But now the market is starting to see things. And let's talk about this Trump tax. It was, we don't know how the middle class is going to get affected by it, but they are I think what I heard is the first 24,000 they're not going to get any tax on. So that's pretty big. And companies, these corporations that have all this money overseas, John, they're going to be bringing that money back. And it looks like it's going to be around that 15% mark. Right now it's 35%. So just think about the money that's going to come in and go back to work. I think it's a great thing.
Yeah, you made a great point about consumer confidence. And do you feel like the confidence in people is really what's driving the market right now? Because people feel like optimism that they're going to make money in business. And obviously the regulations are coming off. Confidence in itself can be a driving force for the market, can't it?
Yeah, confidence is a big thing. You have the NASDAQ hit a milestone over 6,000 this week.
Incredible.
You had the Dow Jones average is on track to book its best performance in post-war era under a first-term president during the first 100 days. Let's go back to that. So the Dow Jones, which has been, I think, you can check it. I think it's like 1923. It's up there. I shouldn't know that, but I think it's like 1923. But the industrial average is on track to book its best performance in the post-war era under a first-term president during the first 100 days in office. Now, if you think about the media, they're acting like this first 100 days has been a big waste, but I don't think it has. The market has, Mark Matson, one of our fund managers, was on Cavuto on Fox, and he was talking about first 100 days. And he says, you know what, you can say that it hasn't been a big thing, but it has, because it increased, the market has increased, and that puts money in the 401ks and people's IRAs and people's pocket. So it is a big thing. So when the market is doing good, it all comes around to the feeling, how the corporations are doing. They're making money, and if you can lower that tax rate on what they're making, it's going to really just, I think it's going to explode. I don't think you've seen anything yet.
Yeah, I believe you're right, and I believe that obviously these sectors are moving very well, Dow, NASDAQ, even the S&P, but you really push people away from chasing sectors, especially at this moment. A lot of people might be listening and saying, man, I better get more money in the Dow or the NASDAQ because it's moving up. But really, you want to get people in a overall comprehensive plan and strategy that broadens their scope of reach into the market, don't you?
You know, John, that's a great point, because, there's going to be sectors that do good at different times. There's going to be asset classes that do good at different times. If I knew what the best asset class was going to be for 2017, what I would do is, well, first of all, I would have a big, big boat. And I would be just handling my own money, or maybe Bill Gates' money. And that's the thing. So no one knows what the sector. So you better own more than just a large cap.
Right.
And there's a lot of things that you better own, because we don't want to chase, like you said, we don't want to chase sectors, and we don't want to be moving all around and buying and selling. So, if you have questions about these topics, I'd love to talk to you. Call me at 239-561-1155.
Still to come, we go deeper into the stock market's first quarter. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend.
So why is it that some people think life should be handed to them with a silver spoon? Well, I believe honest, hard work is the formula for a prosperous and successful life. Hey, your friend Sean Hannity here. And let me tell you about a man right here in Southwest Florida whose life wasn't as easy as a child. Now, he was born to a teenage mother, fatherless by the time he was 5. His mom worked tirelessly, earning a modest living selling shoes, but unpaid bills meant sleepless nights, no electricity, moving countless times, and living his preteen years in the United Methodist Children's Home. And as a young man, his drive for success and his honest work ethic surpassed his peers. And with hard work and determination, Alfie Townsend, well, he went on to become a certified financial planner and founder of Advantage Retirement Group. Now, today, Alfie helps retirees and those soon to retire put their hard-earned money to work. Call Alfie to validate your retirement income plan or to put one in place. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. On the web, savingtheinvestor.com.
Welcome back. In our last segment, we talked about, the week of the market, really, in review last week. And we're going to talk about, in this segment, we're going to talk about really the first quarter in review. But that last segment went so fast. I wanted to go back to it just a little bit. There's, his name is Jeff.
Bezos.
Yeah. Okay, Bezos. He's the CEO and founder of Amazon. His net worth is $65 billion. He's within $5 billion of becoming the world's richest person in the world.
Right next to Bill Gates? What?
Yeah, right next to Bill Gates. So he's $5 billion away, and it looks like he's going to be passing him, because the growth from the last time and last year and this year is phenomenal.
And Amazon is just an incredible story of an incredible business, and now they're going to be delivering by drones. It's amazing.
They have, they have vision, and that's the thing. I invented a beach towel back when I was 19 years old. I got a patent on it, and I was talking.
Put it on Amazon.
And I had this beach towel with a hidden pocket, and it was called Safe Deposit Beach Towel. And where you could bury your stuff, at the beach, you open up this pouch and you bury it.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, I have the patent on it, but it was before Amazon. It was before the shopping network. It was before the Al Gore invented the internet. It was before all this stuff. So it was very hard to market. I didn't know, but it cost me. It really cost my sister and one of my good friends that's still in the business with me. It cost us about $8,000 back then to get it patented.
And then you need a prototype to make it, right?
Oh, yeah, and the prototype and all that other stuff. But the thing about it is this. I remember asking this young patent attorney. I said, isn't this a scary, field to be in as a patent attorney? It's like, at that time, this is 1980, I said, isn't most things invented already? You know, just think about all the patents.
Oh, it's incredible.
And you know, there's patents coming by the hundreds or thousands probably every day because the technology is moving so fast. And that was before, you know, technology was even in the mainstream like it is now. So, but no, I think Amazon has a whole lot. There's a lot of companies that have a whole lot of room for growth, John. And that's why the market is a great place. It's a great, really the greatest wealth creation known to people.
Right.
You know, is being in the market. Now, you need to be in the market the right way. You don't want to be taking unnecessary risk. And we always talk about, you know, how do you find out if you're taking unnecessary risk? And we talk about it all the time. It's that financial MRI is so, so important for you to know what's going on inside your portfolio and how to capitalize on the market and how to capitalize on returns with the least amount of risk. So we always talk about that. So give us a call at 239-561-1155.
And, you know, it's important to note that obviously as the market is upticking very, very strongly right now, something that you do, and it's important that your listeners understand that you have to rebalance your portfolio periodically. And a lot of people could be out of balance. And, you know, it's like a tire that's out of balance. The car isn't going to drive properly. It's going to pull to the right and go in a direction you don't want it to go. What do you do to ensure your clients and your prospective clients' availability to be rebalanced inside the portfolio, again, without costing them undue money or undue risk?
Well, John, that's another good – boy, you're asking some good questions.
Well, I was away last week. You know?
Yeah, you know, that's what happens. You go on vacation.
I wasn't on vacation.
Well, you did go to
– It was 50 degrees in New Jersey and rainy all week. And
yeah.
A family gathering.
But then, you know, when you come back, you know you live in paradise, and we're just blessed to be here. I just really, really believe that. And it took me having to move away from Florida and come back after 20 years to know how much this is a great place. And my son, you know, he's thinking, oh, I want to move away. You know, every place is better than Florida.
Until you get there.
Yeah. Let him try it and then, you know, see what he thinks. And he might like it, other places better too. But I just love it here. So the question about rebalancing, there's ways to do it. If you're doing it yourself, John, you literally have to have a lot of money on the sideline because you have to take cash and buy what's going down.
And that costs when I do that, doesn't it?
Well, if you're taking cash and buying, no, that's a good thing to do. But if you're selling your stuff, you know, to buy stuff and you know, and to buy at a low rate when things are going down, John, a lot of times people are doing the opposite. The contrarians, they're running away. So when things are going down, 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 could you buy, as a listener, could you buy 15 days in a row? Could you buy 15 days in a row if the small companies, small caps went down 15 days in a row? Would you have the discipline to buy and buy and buy and buy? That's what our portfolio managers do. They take the emotion out of investing. They buy as it goes down. And if things go down, they're going to keep buying. And when they get up too high, they're going to take some off the table.
That's good because most people's philosophy is get out before I lose more money, right?
Yeah. And then we're going to talk. We have so much to talk about. I got a bunch of
gonna have to move to a 2-hour block.
Yeah, I don't want to do that because, you know, that would get into our golfing and everything. No, but no, it is important to find out what you have going on inside your portfolio. So let's talk about really the first quarter. So the surge in investors
optimism, yeah,
optimism. Thank you.
Obviously, over the election, people are optimistic and are excited.
Oh, absolutely,
and this is going to spill in. You know, we're in the second quarter right now. I mean, obviously, things are still ticking up. That's a great sign, isn't it?
It is. So, and that's what we talked about in the first section. We talked about people are feeling better. When people are feel better, they're going to spend more money, and things are happening. And you know, the consumer confidence is up. And really, it's up so much. For example, recently achieved its highest reading since December 2000. So let's talk about that. It's been 17 years.
Yeah.
17 years since the country has felt this optimistic about the market, about the direction, about our country. So I think that says a lot. And that's what I'm saying. It's a very easy, I think it's a very easy read if you're reading into the future, that we have a lot of great things ahead of us.
Yeah, and obviously if jobs are the focus, which they are at home, and once these tax cuts take place, people really feel, you know, obviously the left is against that, but they really feel it's going to create a whirlwind of jobs and money coming back in. Those are factors. Are they factors that are already factored into the market rush that we've seen, or is there more still to go for the market on the upside?
Oh, John, there's so much more to go. It's not even funny. We have so much to we have so much growth in there. And again, when they lower that tax, that corporate tax rate from 35 to 15, you're going to see some money that is just that we've never seen before in our lifetime coming back into, you know, that's sitting overseas. That's not doing us any good. That's going to be coming here. So when that money comes here and it's going to put people back to work, hopefully open up some factories here and people are going to start working. And that middle class could really benefit from this big time. So I'll tell you what. We're going to talk a little bit more, but I want to say one thing. We're going to talk about the Vortex when we get back. But in the meantime, if you'd like to meet with us, give us a call at 239-561-1155.
Coming up, understanding market corrections and how to use the Vortex to your advantage. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Township.
Sean Hannity here. Now, I've talked before about how I'm not a real big fan of the stock market. And, of course, presidential change and the world unrest, well, that contributes to its volatility. Now, if there's one lesson to be learned from 2008, poor planning can create devastation to your hard-earned retirement savings. Now, don't let unforgiving markets create a perfect storm. Get a certified financial planner on your side. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. He's Southwest Florida financial planner Alfie Townsend. Now, his easy-to-understand approach resonates with retirees and those soon to retire. With time-tested, straightforward solutions, Alfie designs plans that help reduce risk and protect and to grow your assets. Now, to be better prepared than you were in 2008, you need a customized retirement income plan that is designed specifically for you today. Now, call Alfie Townsend at 561-1155, 561-1155, on the web at savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor. And I want to, you know, welcome, of course, my co-host, John Antonucci. And we're going to really talk about market correction. I think this is a big topic because the market is doing so good that people have amnesia, I say. They forgot what happened in 08. And I'm not trying to, you know, throw water on this increase that we're having in the market, but I just want people to look at the fact that as the market does good, you have to realize volatility is two ways, up and down. And when people, they don't like volatility, but they like this upward volatility we've been having lately because the market is increasing rapidly. But when it starts to go down, John, that's when you have to have discipline.
And yeah. Obviously the market is going up great and it's really exciting and people are excited and optimistic. Why do you want to talk about market corrections when everything's going way up?
Well, we want to talk about it because we want to make sure that people realize that it's not going to go straight up.
Wouldn't that be nice?
if it did that, we probably wouldn't be able to make any money. And, you know, like CDs, you have no down risk.
Right.
So look what the rates are on CDs.
Yeah, very low.
I mean, you can't
below 2% still.
Oh yeah, you just can't do anything with it. So we want to just make sure that you understand, and we're going to talk about the Vortex. I'll explain what the Vortex is. But right now, people are, you know, sober minded. They're optimistic. They're happy. Short term, meaning you really need to understand what you have and what it can do during bad times, and that's where you have to find out if you know what you're holding inside your portfolio. If you know you have long-term bonds, short-term bonds, intermediate bonds, if you have international, what are you holding and what does that mean that you're holding? So if you've had a new advisor since 2009 on and have not had a second set of eyes look at what you have, you need to, because the market's been pretty good since 2009 on. What would it have done if we have another 2008? Or if we have a true correction or bear market? And if we have that, do you know what your portfolio is going to do? If you don't know, you need to know. So when it does happen, you're not panicking. That's where people mess up, John.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, it helps to take the emotion out of investing. And obviously, the people that are listening to us today are in a place of logic and understand what to expect. But you have to keep the market corrections in perspective. So a lot of people out there don't know what is a market correction. What is it? And why does it happen? When does it happen? Can you foresee it happening at a certain time?
Okay, so what a true market correction is a decline from the highest point, okay? And it is usually temporary, but it's at least 10%. It's 10 to 19%. That's a correction.
Now, we haven't seen that recently, right?
Well, remember, we did, I believe, at the beginning of
right
last
before the
year,
election, right?
Last year. Remember last year? It started, it was like the worst January ever.
Right, right.
Yep.
You're right.
And it dropped, I think, right around that 10%. That was a correction, but see how fast it came back. And that's the point. That's a correction. So we had a market correction, and it typically, you know, it ends when it bottoms out, when the price and bonds will bottom out and investors start to buy again.
All right. So what's the difference between a market correction and a bear market? Is there a difference?
Yeah, there is a difference. And a bear market is it has to be a 20% drop or more. So a 20% drop or more, you know, so a correction is 10 to 19, and I'm going to show you how many we've had, but a bear market is a 20% or more for a bear market drop.
Okay.
And that's major.
Yeah. Well, is a market correction a precursor to a bear market or a recession? What would you say?
Well, some cases, John, it is. And some cases it's not. So it's I can talk out, you know, sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. But between 1900 to 2013, I know this is a long time period, but bear with me, 1900 to 2013, there's been 123 market corrections. That means between 10 and 19% down. That averages about one per year. But in the same time frame, you had 31 bear markets. So bear markets happen about, you know, every 3 to 5 years on an average, where it's a 20% or more downturn. Does that mean you jump out of the market? That could be, you know, it doesn't.
Yeah. So what really triggers a market correction? What do you foresee?
So usually what happens is negative news, continued negative news, you know, fear. You have fear. You know, it could be a sense of fear based on negative events, news perception about the economy can trigger a sell-off. Sometimes that can do it. Corporate earnings, you know, that's when corporation earnings are projected to rise. That's when people get, you know, typically will increase. But the same negative can happen if negative earnings are coming out. People could start to panic a little bit, and you know, it could be also a downturn in global economic outlook. And so many things, technical analysis. Now, technical analysis is pretty, this is where you think that you can forecast the market. That's what technical analysis, you know, analysts will aim to predict the future. It's very, very hard to predict the future. And we'll talk about predicting the future. It's very hard. And it's based on tracking. And then they're going back to certain patterns that had happened before. So they think it could happen again. And it always doesn't work that way. So that is, but it could create some investors to panic on that. And profit selling, you know, people are going, investors may choose to sell their stocks in order to realize profits. So that if you get a bunch of that going on, you could have a market correction on that. So there's a lot of things, John, that really pertain to market correction, but a bear market, that 20%, usually that's what we saw in 08. That's, you know, when that was the worst that we've seen in our lifetime, because every sector went down. You had everything going down. And so when you have everything going down like that, that's that can create a 20% loss pretty fast. But you have to just make sure that you're in the right holdings. And that's what we always talk about. You know, get that financial MRI. So what I want to do here, we're coming up this next half hour, but Sundays from 10 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, right after Chris Wallace, we're on Fox 4, on Saving the Investor TV show. Set your DVRs or watch it live. It's great. 11 o'clock, that's on NBC. Meet the Press. And I'm going to tell you, we got a call from our rep on NBC, John, and they said that they've never had a paid programming keep half the audience, almost half the audience from Meet the Press, which is a huge audience, stayed and watched our show.
Fantastic. Wow.
Yeah. And that's great news, because people are wanting to know about investing, and we're not just giving them stuff that trying to scare them. We're trying to educate them. That's why the show is called Saving the Investor. And every Monday on the Morning Blend, which is Fox 4 from 8 to 9, is called Money Monday. And we're going to talk about that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Still to come, benefiting from financial workshops. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend. Today on Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend, learning how to put your money to work. And listeners ask Alfie the tough questions in our Ask Alfie segment. Now, Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back. In our last segment, we talked about how to handle market corrections. In this segment, we're going to really talk about business owners and how it relates to top executives, doctors. These business owners are making a lot of money, John, and they're really paying a lot of taxes. So we're going to talk about that. So write down this number. It's 239-561-1155. We met with this business owner this past week, John, and he was very successful. He had about 12 employees, making money, paying lots of taxes. So he was visiting other advisors around here and trying to put a plan together for him, maybe his employees, on how to reduce taxes. So, you know, I really spoke about an hour, hour and a half with him, but the stuff that I was explaining to him that we can do, he said, no one's really talked to me about that. And I said, well, you know, it is advanced, you know, maybe because they're not CFPs or whatever, but it is advanced market. You know, when we're talking about the market and we're talking about taxes, there's a lot of strategies out there. And a lot of people just know about the 401ks, you know, how to maybe a SEP, a simple, you know, these are all good things. But when you're, you know, making serious money, there's other options out there that a lot of people don't know about. And so, you know, we set up another appointment with them and we're going to put a plan together for them.
Yeah, it's awesome. And you do have a workshop coming up real soon for business owners, and it doesn't matter what level of business you're in. Obviously, you're going to have, I believe, a tax attorney there as well, aren't you? And talking to them and really giving them strategies to obviously put more money in their pocket. Why don't you share with our listeners about that? You know, it's that business emporium that you're having.
Yeah, I think the business owners, a lot of times, you know, they fall under this blanket of business owners, and they hear things that they can do, you know, like I said, the 401ks, the SEP, but, you know, it's not just about saving money on taxes when you're a business owner. It is a lot about, you know, what if a lot, and Jim Bowman is going to be one of our speakers there. It's going to be myself, Jim Bowman, and Steve Gibbs, who's an estate attorney. But Jim was telling me, he says there's 7.7 million businesses in the United States that will change hands in the next 10 years, representing about $10 trillion in value. And out of that, John, there's only 2% that know what their business is worth.
Wow.
So we're going to talk about how to evaluate. So this workshop that we're having at Ruth Chris, and we're going to give you times and dates. This is going to be, it's a dinner, May 16th. This coming up, you know, next couple weeks, we have May 16th. The dinner is going to be at 6:15 p.m. That's a Tuesday. Or if you can't make that dinner, you can do a luncheon the following day, which is Wednesday the 17th. It's going to be at 12:15. So if you're a business owner and your business is producing $500,000 of revenue up to, you know, $100 million, this is going to be able to help you. So again, we're going to talk about, here's some of the topics we're going to talk about. Tax relief. Everybody wants to know about tax relief and really, you know, how this new administration with their, you know, towards business, and they are pro business. So I think it's going to be, you know, when these tax, when it comes down and know exactly what's going to happen, it's going to be, I think, great for businesses, John.
Yeah. And it is limited seating. So you do have to register for this event.
That's
by
true.
Calling 239-561-1155. And you're going to have dinner and then, of course, a lunch and learn on the Wednesday. And a lot of business people obviously are busy, and you're making great opportunities, you know, during the day or in the evening for them to get registered and be involved in this great event.
You know, we talked about last week, we talked about, I heard a statistic from David Bach, and he said, that's written the 9 best-selling books that we interviewed last week. But he said something that blew me away. He said, people will work in their lifetime 70 to 90,000 hours.
Incredible, isn't it?
Okay. And a lot of times they're not giving, you know, I need 2 to 4 hours of their time to put a comprehensive income, retirement plan together for them, you know, including their portfolio, including how we're going to generate income, including their expenses, including inflation, including legacy building. And it takes about 2 to 4 hours of their time. But this, think about it, is that worth you to give us a call after putting in 70 to 90,000 hours of work, getting up when you didn't want to get up, sometimes going to places you didn't want to go, doing work with someone you don't want to really do it for, and you, but you did that for years and years and years and years, and you're not putting the time in to make sure that you and your family are going to be taken care of. And that's what we do at the Advantage Retirement Group. We put plans together. And I know other people talk about this isn't a cookie, you know, we don't do cookie cutter programs, this and that. But what I'm telling you is we don't do that. We look at every plan separately because everybody's situation is different. You might have a pension. Your spouse might have a pension. You might have no pension. You might be inheriting a ton of money from your parents. Everybody's situation is different. So we're going to look at your plan just pertaining to you, and that's how you put a plan together, is having a conversation. But it first starts by picking up that phone and giving us a call at 239-561-1155.
Yeah, it's a great point that you make. A lot of business owners that are listening right now, it's important to note that they're so busy servicing their customers or servicing the clients that they don't take time for themselves. And this will be really a great informative session where they can really position themselves for retirement, because it's not something that most business people are even thinking about, are they?
No, they're not, John. They're not thinking about it. And like a doctor, we always talked about doctors, and we'll talk about a doctor saying how they help people get better, but they're, a lot of times they're the worst for themselves. They don't take care of themselves. Same thing with business owners and planning. So give us a call, you know, with our upcoming workshop, or you can call at 239-561-1155. And like John said, the seats are limited.
Straight ahead, Alfie's favorite financial stories of the week. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend.
This is Alfie Townsend, your TV and radio show host of Saving the Investor. In my new book, Keeping on the Retirement Fairway, I explain why it is so important not to take undue risk. When you play golf, just think how your overall score could improve if you could keep 30 to 40% more of your golf balls on the fairway. The same is true with your wealth. Let me show you how we can reduce portfolio volatility 30 to 40% without sacrificing returns. There are no mulligans in retirement, so pick up the phone and call for this all-important information. Call me at 561-1155. That's 561-1155.
Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today, 561-1155. That's 561-1155, or visit him online at savingtheinvestor.com.
Welcome back. In our last segment, we really talked about businesses and how we're going to try to help them with their, you know, succession plan, you know, how to evaluate the worth of your company. You know, that's pretty hard to do, is, but we're going to show you how to do it. We're going to have an estate attorney there. I'm going to be there. We're going to have Jim Bowman, who's president of the Life Division of Advisors Excel, and he's has some strategies using insurance that will blow you away. It's going to be worth it, and you get to meet us, and you get to also have dinner or lunch with Ruth Chris. So, John, we really talked about last week. You know, we had a lot of, you know, I wanted to bring that back up about how many hours people work, but that's crazy how many hours people work in their lifetime. And they'll
and then plan, you sleep probably that many hours.
And so then they plan for vacation. The other thing is people will plan for vacation. They put more time planning for vacation than they do with their retirement plan.
It's crazy.
It is. It really is. So, you know, unless you have unlimited money, unless you have unlimited income coming in, your trust fund or everything, you need a plan.
Yeah, and that's 1% of the population.
Yeah,
so
you need a plan. You need a plan. And And so let's talk about last week. We had, again, we've been busy. We had a lot of calls from our TV show and our radio show last week, but we had a couple come in, and I told him I'm going to talk about him because we did his financial MRI.
Right.
I'm not giving him his name.
You're going to talk good about him anyway.
You'll hear. So we had this couple come in, and after analyzing their portfolio, and they had a large portfolio, but they also had a large amount in large cap stock. That's the S&P 500. So they had all this money in the S&P 500. And when I said, why is that? And he said, Alfie, I don't want any of my money in international. I said, why don't you want anything in international? He goes, I just want it in the U.S. I don't feel comfortable with international. I said, is it just a feeling you have? Yeah, what I'm hearing, and I just don't want any in international. So about 2 days after he said that, I called him up. Remember last week when the international, it was I think on Wednesday, went up like 4% in one day. And I called him up. I said, you sure you don't want international? And he said, yeah, I know. I saw what happened. I'm coming back in. The point is, no one knows what the market's going to do. And when you start trying to tell the professional, and I'm not talking about just me, I'm talking about our fund managers that manage either $7 billion or $54 billion, and you're telling them that you know more than them, and you know where the returns are coming from. If you knew that, you'd, number one, have a whole lot more money saved, and number two is that you wouldn't need anybody, and everything would be hunky-dory.
Well, what's people's thinking? Is it just fear of thinking outside of United States, that it's just a third world type of economy out there? What would hinder someone from being so against being in an international stock?
I would say news. I would say you hear nothing but negative news anymore. You hear all this news, John, about these riots, the elections. You know, they're talking about the France now, and France's, they had that election, and all the,
and they want them to stay in the Brexit type.
They want them to stay. Yeah, in the
America
EU.
Wants that, right?
Yeah, they want them to stay in the EU, and then that the lady that's there, she's more like Trump. But then on the other hand, she is not. She's like Trump in some things. And when I say some things would be security, immigration, keeping France safe again. And she wants to get out of the EU. So they're calling it the Frexit, I think. But if they get out, what it's going to do there, all these pundits are saying what it's going to do. Oh, it will drive down, it will drive down the market. The European market will take a big hit, this and that. But the thing about it is they said the same thing about the Brexit. And it did drive it down for, two or three days, and then, boom, it went up and kept going up. So that's why you have to have a true diversified portfolio that owns a market, and you cannot speculate, gamble with your money. And a lot of times people are speculating because they don't know what they have. And the market, like we said, John, it's not always going to go straight up. It's going to go up and down. So that's what we call that financial MRI that talks about your hidden fees. It talks about your allocation. And I don't want to harp on it, but I do want to tell you that if you haven't had one done yet, or if you haven't really, if you've been in the market since 2009 and you haven't really had a second set of eyes look at what you have, because the market's been pretty good since 2009 until recently. If you haven't had the same advisor or you were in something different in 2008, you need to have it checked out to see how your portfolio will withstand. And that's what our programs will do. It shows you how it's going to withstand a downturn. And what you're holding and how much unnecessary risk you're taking.
Yeah, because that financial MRI really is a roadmap of discovery for the prospective client, because they're discovering things inside their portfolio that they don't even know that's there. Isn't that important to know?
I would say it's very important to know. You have to know what's going on, because if you don't know what's going on, if you know what's going on, let's do it this way. If you know what's going on, then it's a lot easier to handle your emotion when the market does turn.
Well, how many people know how much risk they're taking, how much fees they're taking and paying? How many people really know that when they come in? Do you see a majority of people know what's going on, or you see a majority that don't know?
No, majority, John, people don't really know all what's going on. And the other thing, too, if you're a do-it-yourselfer and your spouse isn't involved with it, you need to understand that if something happens to you, is your spouse going to be able to do the same thing that you're doing? And the answer is no, majority of the time. So get a comprehensive plan. You're retired. You're here in Southwest Florida. I've been saying it all the time. If we can show you how we add value and add really premium, which is return to your accounts at a reduced amount of risk, then you're getting us for free. If we're not giving you value, we're not worth to have. But if I can show you how we give you value, how if your account would have went down 30% and ours went down half of that, then we give you value. And that's what you need to know. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Coming up, it's Ask Alfie as he tackles your questions. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend.
Sean Hannity here. Now, I've talked before about how I'm not a real big fan of the stock market. And, of course, presidential change and the world unrest, well, that contributes to its volatility. Now, if there's one lesson to be learned from 2008, poor planning can create devastation to your hard-earned retirement savings. Now, don't let unforgiving markets create a perfect storm. Get a certified financial planner on your side. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. He's Southwest Florida financial planner Alfie Townshend. Now, his easy-to-understand approach resonates with retirees and those soon to retire. With time-tested, straightforward solutions, Alfie designs plans that help reduce risk and protect and to grow your assets. Now, to be better prepared than you were in 2008, you need a customized retirement income plan that is designed specifically for you today. Now, call Alfie Townshend at 561-1155, 561-1155, on the web at savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Townshend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
Welcome back. In our last segment, really, we had conversations about people that came into our office. And we were talking about how they didn't like international large caps. The only thing they wanted was U.S. And really what happened last week in the market was phenomenal with U.S. and international. So you have to really capture market returns. In this segment, what John, I'm going to really turn it over to you to ask me some questions. And we have a lot of questions that came in and people really want to know. They have questions and we want to answer some of their questions.
All right. Well, this is the Ask Alfie segment. And this is where we take your questions and your calls. And you always can submit a question through the website at savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. Well, here's a question that comes in and it says, I have about $800,000 in assets, but probably 75% of that is tied up in rental properties and classic cars. Nice. Should I sell some of those assets to give myself more liquid money to work with?
Well, it depends. You know, your classic cars, those are always good during bad times. I like classic cars, but rental property, if it's producing for you, if it's producing a nice income and you're not and you're ahead, well, what we'll do is we'll look at what you have. And we do an evaluation to see what type of return you're actually getting after all the expenses. Are you going to need big-time home improvements? The other question I did on our last segment, we talked about like do-it-yourselfers. If you're handling everything, there's sometimes, John, people come in and they rent property out and the husband is doing all the maintenance and doing everything and the wife won't want anything to do with it if something happens to the husband. So that's something that we have to take in consideration. Do are you making money on it, number one? And is your wife wanting to do the same thing or can do the same thing if something happens to you? So if we're going to put a plan together, we're going to look at what kind of income you're needing. If we can do it at a less of a headache, sometimes it's worth it. Sometimes, rental can get you pretty good income. And I might not be able to generate as much income, but the less headache, if you don't need all that income, there's some things we can do.
Well, just to piggyback on that, do you like rental income property tangible or do you like REITs better or is one or the other or both, something that you should have part of your investment philosophy?
Well, REITs are going to be, real estate investment trusts. We'll use them sometimes. One of our portfolio managers will use part in there, very little part, but they're liquid. They can get out. A lot of times you buy these REITs, John, you have to leave them there. And for a certain amount of years, if they get called, they go public, you can get out of them. But a lot of times I see people that are stuck with them that put in a lot of money in these REITs. And these advisors make a ton of money on REITs. They're making 6, 7%, 8% on some of these REITs. and then they put them back in it. But then sometimes you cannot get out of them, and you got to be careful. I want to be liquid with my clients on majority of their stuff. If they need money, we can get their money. That's, you know, that's my philosophy. I would rather, you know, be, I want to be, look at their holistic picture opposed to just one segment.
All right. Very good. Well, my mother is sick and she has money in a couple of annuities. Doesn't say what type they are here, but if she passes away, will those annuities be taxable to me?
Well, it depends on what type of annuity they are. Typically, it's, if it's in an IRA, it's going to be all taxed to you. That means you can put it into your own IRA. It's going to, not your own, but it's going to be your own inherited IRA. That means it's going to go into an IRA and it's going to be titled in your mom's name and your name, and it's called an inherited IRA. I don't care if you're 30 years old, you'll have to start taking money out of that. So if that annuity, you only pay taxes on the money that you take out. The government says you have about, if you're 30, about 50 years or so to take it all out. Now, if it's an annuity that is after tax dollars, what happens is you have to pay on the gains of the annuity. Okay. And that means it's ordinary income. So if you put in $100,000, it grew to $200,000, you're going to be paying gains on $200,000. Now, sometimes there's ways that I will structure that for my client, you know, to help them to reduce taxes by taking it out over a 5-year, 10-year pay. And that reduces taxes drastically. But you would have to give us a call to find out what I would do for you on that.
Could he do anything while she's alive? Could it be moved to his name or some other investment
vehicle?
It'd
be taxable at that point.
It would be. Okay. All right. I hope that answers your question.
But you would want to ask your tax advisor, you know, your CPA on that, because I'm not giving tax advice on this show.
All right. What are the rules that dictate whether or not I can roll my 401k at work into my own IRA while I'm still working? I know one person that has done it, but I have another friend who is being told that he can't, so I'm really not sure.
Okay, so we had this couple that came in this week, and he was 52. They have a lot of money in a 401k, and we called to see if we can do an in-service withdrawal rollover so we can handle it. And so what happened was he wasn't 59 and a half yet. So most companies, if you have a 401k, John, will let you do what we call in-service withdrawals. And that's a good point. If you have a 401k at work where you're currently working, we can usually take majority of that money and roll it over into your own IRA. And it's called an in-service withdrawal. But the key is you have to usually be at least 59 and a half. If you're not 59 and a half, then you cannot do it.
Okay. And what about people that, you know, just piggybacking on that, you know, today people aren't working 30, 40 years for the same company. They move around every 5 years. They have vested interest into a company match. They're leaving it at their previous job. Can they move that into an IRA or into some type of other investment vehicle?
They can, John. They can move it. If they have old 401k sitting around, you definitely want to consolidate those and move it into your own IRA so you can control it. That's important. You control it. And if you can do a whole lot better, because we have umpteen different programs that we can help them with opposed to just what's in that 401k. And if you're getting close to retirement age and you are retired and you're getting close to having to take those minimum distributions out, we always encourage you to consolidate. We'll show you why you want to consolidate those IRAs, because if you don't do that and a company doesn't send you that distribution that they're supposed to send you because you're 70 and a half, it will be a 50% penalty on that amount. So if you were owed $10,000, a company did not send it, $10,000, that's a $5,000 penalty plus taxes you got to pay on that. It's horrendous. So you want to do that. John, the shows went crazy fast again. And we just really thank you guys for listening in, and we're going to have a great show next week. But I want to say, if you liked anything that we said on this show, give us a call or go to Alfie@savingtheinvestor.com. You can go and call our phone number at 239-561-1155. And remember, set your DVR, you know, to, or just watch it, Saving the Investor TV show. There's so much information on that show, and it's at 10 o'clock. On Fox 4, right after Chris Wallace, we have 11 o'clock right after NBC. It's Meet the Press. It's on NBC right after Meet the Press. CTN is at 9 o'clock at night. That's PM. The Morning Blend, I really like this one. This is every Monday we do a segment. And that segment is from 8 to 9. and it's called Money Matters. It's 8 to 9, and I'm with Stephanie Summers, and you know, she asks me questions. We go back and forth, and so it's I think it's a great show, and it's every Monday there. They ask us to be the expert on
that's awesome.
Fox yeah. 4, so that's something big. And, you know, we have a lot of – next week we're going to talk about what's coming up. We have, you know, more earnings from corporations. We have a lot of different things. We're going to talk about North Korea. Hopefully everything is calmed down by that time. It's just there's always things going to happen in the market, John, and you have to make sure that you're diversified. You have to make sure that you have a plan in place. And that's what we do at the Advanced Retirement Group. We put that plan in place because what we want to do, our goal, is to keep our clients retired. Stay tuned for next week and be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. Investment advisory services offered through Townshend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.